This is Dr. Olivero dictating on November the 1st of the year 2023. The name of the patient is Mary Kay Chuck. The last name is S-C-H-U-C-K. And the first name is M-A-R-Y-K-A-Y. Clinical case of a 66-year-old white female that has a history of CKD stage 3A/A3. The patient has a liver transplant. It's a status post liver cirrhosis associated to hepatitis C and liver malignancy. The patient had a liver transplant. That was done in May of 2010. The patient is seen for evaluation of the kidney function, follow-up of the presence of proteinuria. The latest laboratory workup that was done on September 14 of 2023 shows that the creatinine is 1.3 and the BUN is 15 and the estimated EFR 44 mLs per minute. That was in the urinalysis 2 plus proteinuria. The patient did not take the Irbesartan 75 BID that was prescribed by this office, but she is on Losartan 25 milligrams on a daily basis. Unfortunately, we don't have a quantification of the protein that is a recent one. We are going to increase the administration of Losartan to 25 milligrams POBID, checking the blood pressure and skipping if the systolic blood pressure is below 110 millimeters of mercury. Period. We are going to start the patient on Jardiance, which is SGLT2 inhibitor, and we are going to give it just 10 milligrams. Samples were given, and the prescription was sent to the office, to the pharmacy, period. The patient was recently found with a right upper lobe mass that is under evaluation. The PET scan was positive. She has been referred to the pulmonologist, and apparently there is the possibility of excision on December the 4th, 2023, period. If there is a relationship between the lung mass and the proteinuria is one possibility. The other possibility is that the patient has a chronic nephropathy associated to the administration of tacrolimus. And another possibility is a different type of glomerulopathy. In any event, we have to continue a close follow-up. A written note was given to the patient describing the process, so this note could be shown and shared with the different physicians that are involved in the care of Mrs. Shock. Number two, liver transplant that is functioning very well. Number three, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. Number four, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following over a history of hepatitis C and malignancy in the liver. That was the reason for the transplant. Following over degenerative brain disease. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I neglected to mention that the level of tacrolimus on September 11 of 2023 was 6.5, the phosphorus was 3.9, the vitamin D 57, B12, 769, magnesium 1.9, and the ANA was negative.